At Journey's End by Elaine Wright Christensen. The redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 11. For the last time our captain blows the 5 a.m. whistle. For the last time we roll our bedclothes damp with dew to stow them and our 5-man tent in the 2-wheeled cart that's become our home. The Dutch oven filled with last night's coals hangs still warm beneath the oaken bed. And one last time we hear the call to circle up for prayer, a rousing song, and the day's instructions. 12 miles, that's all that's left to go. We wash our faces in the numbing creek, scrub our sunburned arms and necks with pieces of soap saved from the old country for this very day. The men take time to shave and beat their hats till dust motes dance in the early sun, pulling itself up over Little Mountain, one we climbed yesterday. The girls braid their hair, slick with sugar water, then tie clean aprons around their waists, washed last evening and left to dry in moonlight. Many walk the trail barefoot, the Olsen girls, Young, Jimmy Jensen. Yet today they put on their holy shoes, for maybe we'll shake Brother Brigham's hand, drink well water, and slake our thirst at last, with fruit and a glimpse of that salt sea that's ebbed and flowed. One more step, just one more step, ahead of us, day after day, like some desert mirage. Shadows along Emigration Creek, lined with rough and rangy cottonwoods, point out the last stretch of road to Zion. Every morning the shadows have shown us the way. Today, at Journey's End, we'll hear the Nauvoo band play, and we'll walk one last time with our hand-worn friend. The streets we've sung about so many nights, camped on strangely named riverbanks, the Platte, Loop Fork, Wood River, where Sister Sorensen hid herself among the willows and gave birth to a baby girl. 13 times we crossed the Platte. Indians carried us on their backs, while the men ferried our goods across and floated the empty carts. How we pled for the waters to part! Now we kneel here in the sand, grateful for every unanswered plea that proved us. Faith is the mountain that does not flee, the water that does not part, the rock that won't turn into bread. Instead, marks are dead. They walk the desert with us today. Our faith and theirs, wrung drop by drop, blossoms red as the promised rose. For the last time we lift the prop stick from beneath the cart's handle. For the last time we grease the wheels with a tallow and take our accustomed spots, right and left, front and back, to push and pull for the very last time all that we own, all that we are, all that we've become, on our wooden cross of a handcart. We're tempted to let it have its way at the end, to hurtle down the hill, an unbridled horse heading for home, yet happy to hold it back one last time on its steep descent to the valley. We sing, our hearts in our mouths, our hopes before us. Oh, how we sing every last one of the songs, the mighty Redeemer songs that led us to Zion. Sidebar, an added witness of Christ. This Book of Mormon, this scripture of the New World, is before us as an added witness of the divinity and reality of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the encompassing beneficence of His atonement, and of His coming forth from the darkness of the grave. The testimony is here to handle. It is here to be read. It is here to be pondered. It is here to be prayed over with a promise that he who prays shall know by the power of the Holy Ghost of its truth and validity. Moroni chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. President Gordon B. Hinckley, The Greatest Miracle in Human History, Ensign, May 1994, page 72. End of the article, At Journey's End, by Elaine Wright Christensen.